Steve and Jill here.
Hola.
Welcome. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why delinquent tax sellers are problematic. And it's usually because they're dead. I actually have a lot to say about this topic. There's an interesting lawsuit in Arizona very recently, less than 12 months ago. I'll talk all about it during the show, but...
Cool.
When people have passed away and they're the sole owner of a property and they have heirs, it's very difficult now in some states to foreclose without giving notice to the heirs. And that all changed less than 12 months ago. I'll give it all the details on the show here. But before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Nick shares, I plan on using Pat Live for my second mailer. That tells me you got overwhelmed the first time, which is good.
Yeah.
I found it difficult to answer calls at work. With Pat Live, well, I will be able to call sellers back after work hours. Will the sellers find this unusual to receive calls after normal work hours? I want to give the impression that I'm a part-time land investor, which I am, or am I overthinking this? Lots of answers.
So there's a ton of answers on this question.
Can I give mine first?
Yes, I would love for you to, and then I chose one of the answers posted right here.
First of all, just so everybody knows and is clear, PatLive is a great solution, and we really encourage people, especially in situations like this, where you can't hire someone, maybe you don't have the budget to hire someone to answer your phone, or you are working a job. We have a great deal through that we offer to our members. It's 20% off, which, by the way, I have to say, because it's kind of, that's the most I could get out of them, is 20% off of their normal rate. And so then what they told me was so cool. They said, we'll give you 20% off. If you want to keep 5, 10, 15%, give them whatever discount you want, you can do it. But you know what? We're the kind of people, this is how we roll. We give our people the full 20% off. I don't want it. I don't get anything from it. I want our people to be successful. So it's a good deal.
Land Academy was put together by Jill and I to help people.
Exactly.
To provide the data and the tools that we use to be successful buying and selling land. It's not a profit center for us. Yep. It never will be. The real benefit that we get out of it is providing these tools to you and educating you so you and I can go be business partners together long term and make tons and tons of money.
Ding, ding.
And so there's lots of people who have a different take on this out there, I'm noticing recently, that feel like they need to somehow participate in this from an education standpoint to their own benefit.
Yeah.
And so it saddens Jill and I, quite honestly.
It does. It's not the right reasons.
Yeah, we look at this as like a .org, and we always have.
It was a .org at one time. That's true. Maybe we should go back to that. We still have it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's one of Nick's comments from one of our members, which is really cool. Oh, you know, I was going to say also, let me. I didn't answer the question. Answer the question, Claire. That's your line. I had to get that in there. So I will answer the question. No, as long as you properly convey, because the sellers could think that you're just on another line. They could think that you're out looking at property. They don't necessarily know the reason why you're not able to get to the phone at that time. So all you do is set up with your script, and we provide, you know, all kinds of information free, you know, with our group. Well, it's free anyway, to help you with coming up with a little script to get them going. And then just have the people who answer the calls for you say that he's not available right now. He is available to call you back in this window. Does that work for you, or is there a time better for you? And that's how you solve it. And that works out perfect. And I know we have lots of members that do it that way, and it's great.
Here's what's going on in the head of a seller when they call you back. They're usually in one of two camps. One, don't ever contact me again because your offer's silly, and that's fine.
Or they don't want to sell for whatever reason.
Right. Or number two, I can't believe I just got a letter in the mail where these people want to give me $4,000 for something I never cared about.
Right.
They will find you.
And they'll wait for you to call you back.
Those people don't care if you're a part-time investor, a full-time investor, or if you have two heads.
Yeah.
They want a cashier's check from you in a couple of weeks. And they'll call and call and call. So and then to the much lesser degree, maybe the minority, there's a few in there where Jill or her staff have to go in and say, you know what, like we talked about yesterday on the show. 16,000 is not going to work for us for an acquisition price, but 2,500 will, and here's why. And then there's, you know, it goes 50-50 on that. Sometimes they take it, sometimes they don't. But that...
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So that's... I'm trying to prepare people who've never sent the mailer out but listen to the show for what... that's really what happens. Mm-hmm. And it's been happening since the 90s, the exact same way. Nothing changes.
We're going to pick a day. Let's pick a day and let's just make it a recording day, a call recording day that we'll just share like a handful of my best calls, good, bad, and otherwise.
Well, I think what I'm going to do, and we talked about this yesterday, is I'm going to start a whole new podcast.
Oh.
And we'll do one or two.
Stop, really?
So, but
cool,
it won't be us.
That?
It won't be us at all. It'll be audio only. And it'll just be you
my phone
or
call.
Your staff or phone calls. Yeah, maybe one or two a day.
How fun is that?
We get a million a day. Yeah.
Oh.
And that's the whole show.
I love it. You want to hear what? Here's some of the calls I took today? That would be great. I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
I should. You know what else I could do? I could do Facebook Live. And, I don't know. I'm thinking ahead. I could like take some live calls on speakerphone, let them hear me. That would be so flippin' funny.
I'm very, oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
Could you imagine?
I'm very conscious of not giving us more stuff to do.
I know. Thank you. Okay. Here's one of the comments from one of our members. Nick, don't worry about people knowing you're a part-time land investor. I actually tell my sellers that I'm just a regular guy trying to buy real estate on the side.
You nailed it.
And don't worry about calling sellers after work hours. As long as it's not too late, you know, check the time zone, they won't mind, especially if they've given positive info on Pat Live. I talked to a nice gentleman at 8 o'clock on a Sunday evening once. He was just sitting down watching some television, wanting to sell his 40-acre parcel that he never uses.
That's it.
Just send the mail and return the calls when you can.
That's it.
There you go. They don't care. It's okay. And you know what, too? It's some of it. It's just really how you approach it. Like, I know I'm calling really late. I just got your message. I'm so excited to talk to you. And then that diffuses it all right there.
Can I say this, too? Because Jill and I have been working in the same office, again, like it's 2010. I have to tell you, Jill is a big personality on the phone. She's super positive, like she is on the show. She's super positive. She's really creates, within seconds, creates a relationship with whoever's on the other end of the phone so that it makes them, it makes it very difficult for them to be angry or they want to please her.
Thanks.
And so we have a bunch of people who work with us on our staff, both in and out of the office. In a transaction coordinator type role. And the ones who really succeed have a big personality. You know, they want to call her. They want to talk to her. After 5 or 10 seconds of Joe answering the phone, they want to sit there and talk to her. And they want to sell her property and please her. So it really counts. This phone thing, you know, you've heard me for years, if you listen to the show, just say, man, I don't like talking on the phone. I'm not that kind of person. I'm the data person and all of it. You have to have somebody on your team, whether it's you or somebody that's your partner, be the phone person and be that personality. It really, really brings this whole business model home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a nice compliment. Thank you very much.
Today's topic, why delinquent tax sellers are problematic, and it's usually because they're dead. This is the meat of the show. As I mentioned right in the beginning, there's a case where an heir, a person went and purchased a tax lien in Arizona and foreclosed on it. And not all tax liens are foreclosable, but some are, and I'm not gonna get into that now. But this one was foreclosable. The buyer of the tax lien, just by buying a tax lien and any back tax amount, any year, you get equitable title to the property, which means you have an interest in it. You don't own it yet, but you have an interest in it. And if you have an interest in it in Arizona, the way the statutes are written, you can foreclose on it. And the seller has one of two options. They either pay you the amount of the back tax, the lien that you purchased, pay you plus an interest, plus some admin fees and stuff on top of it, or you get the property if you foreclose on it. And if you're dead and your heirs aren't anywhere to be found, and you show notice according to the statutes and stuff, you own the property, and there's a very, very good chance you're going to have a successful foreclosure suit if the person's dead, obviously. Well, court ruled, actually, in Arizona that the heirs do have a claim and that there is a statutory period now following the lawsuit, where they can come, the following the foreclosure, where they can come in and say, if the seller's actually dead and he's the only one on the deed, mm-hmm. or she, that they do have a claim, and that you have to, in your process of foreclosing on the property, find the heirs and serve them just as you would the owner. So what that makes all of this big long speech here, it just, if you're in the foreclosure business like we are, it adds time and money and a lot of steps, and it's okay, because what we're doing now is we're altering the properties that we choose to foreclose on. If the person's passed away, we just leave it alone, and that's it. So
it's not that's impossible.
So
it's just extra steps and extra right. time and extra length, and as long as you know what you're getting into, do your homework.
Yep.
I mean, you can do it.
This is another reason why we just don't focus on delinquent property.
True.
So there's other programs out there that just focus on back tax property, right. whether it's tax liens or tax deeds. And I'll tell you, you're asking for a lot of trouble if that's your only business.
Right.
Back tax property, there's a reason that properties fall into a delinquent state. And it's because there's issues. There could be liens. There could be all kinds of stuff going on. So it really takes the right type of personality. Unfortunately for Jill, I have that personality. To work through all this stuff and systematically make it work for us.
Jill has therapy twice a week because of it. Just kidding.
So to be super clear, we dramatically make way more decisions and transactions out of what comes back in the mail than we do on delinquent tax properties. But I'll tell you, I foreclosed on a property once, a very large piece of property in Maricopa County that was all subdivided into 40-acre properties, and I netted $1.2 million on it. So it's worth it.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
No? Okay. I want to make sure this is clear. Just because someone's behind 6 months or a year is not a big deal. So there are many people that they've stopped paying maybe a year or two ago, and they get your letter, and now here you come. Don't be worried about it. I just roll that into the offer price. Once I find out that they haven't paid their taxes in 2 years, I might change my offer price, going, I'm going to catch up at the same time I'm doing this. My offer price is now this, and they get it, and they know it. So it doesn't, those kind of situations are very easy, no problem. It's kind of a normal purchase. Nothing funny that you need right. to do, or special that you need to do.
And that's the deal with sending out mail.
Yeah.
You know, here's a fishing analogy. Buying a tax lien and foreclosing on it is like dropping a line in the water without any electronic fish finding devices or whatever, and you're just going to kind of see right. what's going to happen. Sending out mail is like casting a 2 mile wide net, and you're going to catch every single fish within 2 miles and drag it up into your boat. Because when you send the mail out, you hit the back tax people anyway.
Right.
You're going to get it all. And then you're going to decide which ones you really want to buy. So the delinquent property thing is, this happens to be what this episode's about, but it's not our business model by any stretch.
Right.
So I don't want to leave the impression that, you know, there's these late night TV shows on, then they show a picture of a beautiful house that somebody bought for $1,200 on a back tax sale. Right. That's all possible. Extremely unlikely in the real world.
Right. I bet the lottery numbers are higher.
Yeah.
You know? That's so funny. That's good. I love it.
Hey, we know your time is valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today anyway. Join us next time for an episode called It's Time for Us to Hire Staff Again.
I feel like we're always doing this.
So do I, Joe.
Oh, my goodness. And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I am not going to get too into the hiring thing right now, because we're going to talk about it tomorrow, but I'll just leave it at that. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.